Hello, this is Aaron from Family First.
Yes, you called Kim Marlon.
Oh, yeah, Miss Kim, how you doing?
Okay.
Good. Reason I was calling, Miss Kim, I see that you are starting with us with Family First Home Care, and your caregiver is getting the employee documents together. I wanted to make sure I have you at 5610 Nelson Street. Is that correct?
Well, to make a long story short, I got mold and mildew on my lungs, so right now I'm not residing here. I'm residing with my sister, which is at 1133 East Germantown Avenue. I mean, I'm going to say 1133 East Shelton Avenue.
East Shelton Avenue. Okay,
yeah, 1913.
So once you, that's Shelton Ham Avenue or Shelton?
Shelton, Shelton.
Okay, got you. All right, so you'll be there for the meantime?
I don't know. I got me a referral, so I got up until June to get a new place.
Got you. All right. So I would say also, while with the county assistance also, of course, you have Medicaid services for your home care. And you have Keystone First. So eventually you're going to want to update that, because whenever you have your renewal for your Medicaid benefits, they're going to send it to the address they have on file.
Well, the lady's coming out, my service coordinator coming out tomorrow to do a new evaluation, because I didn't have a lot that I got going on now.
Okay. Your service coordinator's coming out, okay. That should be, is your service coordinator, is it Rivera?
Mm-hmm. Give me an A.
Yeah, I see, Rivera, okay. All right, I actually used to work for Keystone. You have 70 hours a week. That's not bad at all when it comes from Keystone. Okay. What I have to do, I just have to get it's called a service agreement signed. It just has your caregiver schedule and her duties that goes in your client folder, actually in case Keystone audits us. We have to have that. I'm pretty much in and out.
Right.
It's not like an assessment like she does. I just need a signature and it goes into your client folder. I can come to the 1133 East Shelham Avenue address. That's no problem.
What time?
Tomorrow between like 1 and 3.
I got a dinner appointment. I just canceled because I just found out that I had, diabetic, and I get the treatment and all that. So it burns you out. So the lady coming out for 9 tomorrow, she said it takes 2 hours. That's too early.
If she does a good assessment, nah, because I'll be downtown at 9 o'clock. I won't be back uptown until closer to like 11, about that.
I think that would work.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let me put in my notes.
Go ahead.
I'll put in my notes to see if I can get to you by 11.
Right, because that's still 11. Yeah, she said it takes about 2 hours. I know it's long when you're starting with somebody new. So, yeah.
Yeah, brand a new assessment. I used to do those assessments.
Yeah. Enough, all 1,000 questions.
Yeah, I used to do those assessments. So, but that's fine. I'll put in my notes. I'm going to see if I can get to you by 11. I'll just cut on the signature and that's it.
Okay, that's cool.
All right.
Okay.
So I'll give you a call when I'm getting close to you.
Okay, all right. I appreciate
all right, thank
that.
You, Ms. Kim.
So I'll see you tomorrow. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, have a good one.